You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Over the past year, we have talked a lot about coal on this program, mostly about coal companies going bankrupt. But it turns out that's not the whole story, because the world price for coal is actually way up this year. In fact, one global mining company reversed its emergency fire sale plan because its stock is up nearly 300%. Another mining giant is back to paying dividends to investors, and yet another is plowing money back into mines. So we wondered if the price rally can last and what it means for U.S. coal mining companies and their workers. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
This year's rally in coal prices blindsided a lot of market players. One benchmark price has doubled in 12 months, and a global mining stock index is up by a third. It all began with a shortage in China, where the government chose to cut domestic production to reduce air pollution and streamline the industry, says Andrew Cosgrove at Bloomberg Intelligence.
Chinese production cuts had unintended consequences, basically tripling prices. Imports reversed course, and that's basically what drove the entire rally.
American coal companies, which had suffered a string of bankruptcies, helped to serve the Chinese market. And now they could see some light ahead, says Lucas Pipes at the investment bank FBR.
There's a lot of investor interest. So I'm here on a 23rd of December answering not only your phone call, but I've had a pretty busy morning. 2017 could be a very interesting year for the coal industry.
But the longer-term outlook may not be so rosy. Coal in the U.S. has been overtaken by cheap natural gas from fracking. And globally, over the next few years, the influential International Energy Agency thinks world coal use will stall and plateau. Mining consultant John Morgan at the firm Respec agrees.
I think that the Chinese situation and India, where you're getting the increases in coal demand, I think are going to be balanced by decreases in other areas like Western Europe and the U.S.
Oh, and there's one more threat to coal, a global surge in wind and solar energy. It all has many wondering how long this recent coal rally can last. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.